Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brett Simpson and we're talking about a sesquicentennial. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning.
Brett, you've kind of been overseeing this, as I understand. Lots of volunteers working on the Walnut Sesquicentennial Celebration. How long have you been working on this?
We started in July of last year,
so it's been
for a year now.
Yeah, that's good. It takes lots and lots of planning. And as I look over your schedule, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you have things planned for every age almost constantly. So let's just real quickly, we don't have time to talk about the full schedule, but Friday, things begin at 6 p.m. and end at 1 a.m., what out of the events on Friday would you like to kind of highlight?
Sure. Marnie Alcorn Communications and Rolling Hills Bank and Trust are sponsoring a dinner in the park starting at 6 p.m. on Friday. And then we've got a Brothers of the Brush judging contest, beard growing. And then we've got our centennial time capsule that will be displaying everything that was put in that. And then Donkey baseball is the highlight of the evening. And then we move on to a polka dance uptown at the Legion. And for those that don't do polka, we've got Killer Rabbits playing at Glenn's.
Wow. Again, something for everybody. did you have any trouble finding the time capsule?
No, it was up at the park.
Okay.
It was really marked with a monument, so...
Okay, because sometimes that's a problem. People go, where was it we put that time capsule? So that will be really interesting to many people to go, what did we put in that time capsule? And maybe even asking, why did we put it in there? So it'll be fun. And donkey baseball. Now, does that just last for about an hour? Is a game for about an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently the donkeys can only play so long.
Well, and now it's with the extra heat, although by tomorrow night, you may be getting some cooler temperatures, which would be really, really good.
We are hoping for that.
You bet. So then let's move on to Saturday, again, starting at 8 a.m. and going past 8 p.m. It's a really full day. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about was the tours of the Walnut Historical Sites.
Yeah.
That had to be a challenge, I think, first of all, to decide which ones and where to go. But what are some of the, you think, really interesting historical sites in Walnut?
Oh, there's a lot of them, but Rick Bloom is coordinating that. He's with the museum here in town, and he's got a hay rack all set up with a tent on it for shade.
Ah.
He's got a lot of stories to tell over that hour, so he's been trying to cut it down to an hour over the last week. So he's been on a lot of runs trying to get it cut down to time.
And you know the important thing you said, to go look at a place, a building, a whatever, is not so important as the stories to go with it.
Yes.
So he's got the stories to go with it. And those tours are going on pretty much all day.
Yes, they'll be starting after the dedication of the Civil War veterans to headstone, and then running until the last one leaves at 5 p.m.
Okay, and then you have a parade.
We do, and it sounds like it's going to be a big one. We've had a lot of interest expressed in it. We're kicking off at 10 o'clock in the morning with the kids parade, and then we've got the regular parade immediately following that, and that'll come up Antique City Drive and turn up at North Street by the park here and then circle back down Atlantic Street back to the fire station.
Any special entries in the parade that you know of, specials that you've invited or are going to just add something a little special to the parade?
Well, I'm excited. Our Grand Marshals are going to be a couple of the oldest ladies in town that have been here for many, many years. So one of them is 100 and the other one's 98. They're sisters.
Wow. What fun. I think you're really fortunate on a sesquicentennial to have folks that have been there for 100 years and really help celebrate. That's great. So you have lots of other games in the afternoon for, again, kids of all ages, older and younger. And the one thing's on Saturday night, I don't know about it. I need an explanation. At 8 p.m., it says Murphy's Law.
That is a local band, Jerry Glenn, that runs the Glenn Bar uptown. He's got a band, and they're going to be performing at the community center in our Cardinal Hall gym. And they'll start at 8 o'clock and play until whenever.
Okay. So that's not just for listening, but also for dancing?
Yep. We'll have it set up so there'll be a dance floor.
Very good. One of the things I notice in that the afternoon on your schedule are bed races. I haven't heard about bed races for quite a while.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited about bed races. That was a big thing at the Centennial back in 1971. And we've got some beds set up with casters on them. And we've got some, I don't know if you call them nightgowns, but
various clothing.
Switch into their nightgown and get on the bed, and then their partner will push them back down the street. So those are going to be happening in front of the park from 3 to 4 p.m. both days.
Okay. Lots of laughs as well as cheering on to see who's going to win. Sounds like fun. Yeah. Something that, like I say, I haven't heard talked about for quite a while. It used to be kind of, well, at the time your the Centennial, it was a thing that almost every town did when they celebrated. And then they kind of went away.
Well, maybe we're bringing it back. It can be a lot of fun.
Yes, you bet. And extra kids games. And bags tournament, water fights. You just got it all for Saturday.
Yep.
And we haven't talked about food yet. What about food? What are the varieties of food?
We do have, I believe, 5 food trucks that are going to be set up in the park. So we'll have some fried food, cotton candy, I believe, some Italian, a little bit of everything.
All right. And then, of course, Sunday, your final day, but it doesn't end till 5 p.m., beginning at 7 a.m. with breakfast. And one of the things that I think will bring a lot of people, usually does, to any place, it has a car show. So you have a car show going on all day.
Yeah, it actually, the weekend aligned with the already scheduled Optimus car show, so it worked out really well. They're going to have their car show over the weekend and kind of pair it up with our festivities.
Okay, great. And something else that people may not get a chance to do just real often is they could go for a helicopter ride.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited. That was a last-minute addition, but we were glad we got it. We've got a guy bringing in his helicopter. There will be a few involved for that, but they'll be set up just west of the park.
Good.
Or I'm sorry, south of the park. Yeah. I got my directions forgotten.
Well, you can't hardly miss a helicopter, so I think people will be able to find that. And then something I thought you might comment on, kind of ending up the day before closing ceremonies, a 1971 fashion contest.
Yeah, so we're calling on all of our community members to break out their fashion from the 1970s. And come walk across the stage and show off their 1970s fashion sense.
So people can just join in that as they want?
Yep. We'll just have folks gather by the stage at the park probably about 10, 15 minutes before. So if we don't know their names, we'll get their names and we'll announce them as they go across the stage.
What fun! Something not... It's in the schedule, but everything isn't planned down to the detail. Just everybody come. What a great idea. Anybody in the community could come and join. So way to get everybody involved here at the very last, at the closing ceremony.
Thank you.
Yes. So let's again, Friday, that's today, as people hear this, starting at 6 p.m., running till 1 a.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to past 8 p.m. and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. You have stuff going all times of the day, Brett. So just invite people on over, correct?
Exactly, exactly. We hope to see a lot of folks. And we've also got class reunions for the class of 70, 71, and 81 going on this weekend in our community center. So we've got a lot of folks coming into town for the celebration.
Great opportunity. So we've been visiting with Brett Simpson, and he's kind of overseeing, along with lots of other volunteers, the Walnut Sesquicentennial Celebration, July 30, 31, August 1st. Thanks so much, Brett, for all your work and for visiting with us today.
You're very welcome, LaVon. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. It's the simple things in life that are the most extraordinary.